Pardon the interruption. I'm Mike Wilbon. The NFL kicks off tonight. Tony, are you excited?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Big night. I plan to stay up until halftime.
Oh, halftime, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can't do this two nights in a row at your greatly advanced age. I mean, you know, you stayed up last night till what, 9:15, 9:18?
Wait, come on now. There were two overtimes.
That's right.
I mean, you're asking me to push and push.
I'm sorry. You're right.
At my age, you're asking a lot of me this season. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. We will get to the Raptors' big win over the Celtics in a moment. But we begin today with the on-time, as promised, start of the NFL season. The Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs will host the Houston Texans in a rematch of a wild playoff game from last year. This game features two incredibly rich young quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. The Chiefs are considered the favorites to get to and win the Super Bowl again. Wilbon, are you with the Chiefs to do that?
No. No, not really. I'm just being contrary, though. I'm like a slightly younger Anthony Kornheiser, you know, 30, 40 years ago, even 10 years ago. No, because every time I turn on every network, including this one, I keep hearing, well, how many can the Chiefs win? Can they win 5, 6, 7, or 8? And I'm like, shut up. So, no, I'm not with the Chiefs, and I am with the Chiefs because I love Mahomes. I love watching them. I love everything they do. I've loved Andy Reid like you have for years before he coached in Kansas City. But I'm going with the field. But, Tony, there's some other things. Like, we knew everything about the NBA and its restart, what was going to happen, what they were going to wear, messages on their jerseys, what people were going to say, how they were going to deal with the anthem. We don't know much of any of that about the NFL because the NFL has not been front and center in the same way the NBA has been. So there's a lot of stuff that we get to as we get to that game tonight.
Yeah, so let me get to a bunch of things. First of all, in terms of repeating, in single elimination tournaments, it's very hard to do this. The last time there was a repeat champion, I believe, were the Patriots in 2004. So I don't necessarily think that that's going to happen. And you know I'm rooting for Tampa Bay, and I'll get to that down the road. These two teams played a great playoff game
last
year.
They did.
At one point, it was 24-0 Houston. And by the end of the first half, it was 28-24 Kansas City. And at that point, regardless of what Mahomes had won before, you said, man, this guy is the goods. He's absolutely the goods. And so he's interesting to watch. Two things stand out for me, Mike. One is I am curious, as you are too, about the anthem. What's going to happen? The kneeling started in the NFL with Colin Kaepernick. And there was a story in the Washington Post today about a poll that 62% of Americans polled said it's okay for athletes to protest. I don't think 5 years ago that would have happened.
No,
I don't know that three years ago that would have happened.
No, yeah, I agree.
62% is a big deal. And the second thing I want to say is this, and I know I speak for you. I'm stunned that the NFL is opening. This is a contact sport. They've kept the virus away. Mike, statistically, that they've had 44,000 tests on 8,000 personnel. They've had one positive test among players
and last week, seven
among personnel. I mean, look, I congratulate Adam Silver and Gary Bettman and Rob Manfred. I didn't think they could do this, but the NFL, I was sure, couldn't do this.
Well, Tony,
and they're going to start.
Tony,
they're
going to start. I am hopeful. I mean, the notion of just sitting in my man cave with three TVs on watching games when we get to Sunday excites me. I really hope to God this happens. But, Tony, they haven't started yet. I mean, baseball hadn't started yet, and it was really rosy, and then baseball had games canceled. I hope that is not the case with football. They seem to be able to corral people. Well, I just think the nature of football, Tony, is to throw people in a building for about 14 hours a day.
I agree.
That's not baseball. It's not basketball. And so basketball and hockey benefited from the bubble. I'm like you. I hope that is the case. There's so many storylines. You mentioned one with Tampa. You and I have this informal bet, which we're going to have to formalize, because I'm going with Belichick and Cam.
I know, you're going with Belichick.
I'm going with them.
On Sunday afternoon, I really want to see New Orleans play at home against Tampa Bay.
Yes,
and we go into this season with no evidence as to who's going to be good, because there have been nothing. Yeah. We don't know anything. I also think, and I've been slamming Roger Goodell for a lot of years, if he pulls this off, if he and the doctors and the players together pull this off and they finish this season, all praise. All praise.
Tony, again, we're at the beginning. I don't want to suppose. I just want to watch. I want to watch and see how this goes. And I'm hoping, you know, for all the best with them. And now to last night's double overtime thriller, a game for the ages. The Raptors pushed the Celtics to game 7 behind Kyle Lowry's 33 points over 53 minutes and Norman Powell's 10 points in the second OT. And okay, there were some questionable non-calls down the stretch. Wow, Celtics fans are going crazy. Tony, what do you make of these Raptors and how they once again got up off the mat?
You've used a word in the last month or so about having stripes, okay? And you say that the Raptors have stripes. They showed that last night. You know, that was a great game on both sides. What I'm looking at are these numbers, Mike. The Celtics played their starters every single minute of the fourth quarter and the overtimes. They had four guys over 50 minutes. On the other hand, Lowry and Van Fleet and Siakam were over 50 minutes. Eight different guys sent career records for minutes. There's going to be a game 7. I want to know how many tongues are dragged on the ground in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
In the fourth quarter, because the Celtics put it out there to win it, and they didn't win it.
I'm going to stay with you for a second asking the questions, all right? Because you know how I felt about this series. I thought it'd be a long, great series. It is that.
Yeah.
You know I picked the Raptors, not just from the beginning of this series,
but from
the beginning of the season. I told you, I thought the Raptors in the East, to me, were the team. You have thought the Celtics are a better team.
Well,
you respect the Raptors. But did last night say to you, I don't know anymore. I don't know who the better team is.
I think it's fair that if you ask me who's going to win game 7, I would say, because I like the Celtics, I would say the Celtics, but I'm not going to be even slightly surprised if Toronto wins. There's a great Nick Nurse statistic. This is fantastic. He's 39-15 in games after a loss, which may be the best percentage ever in games after a loss, but this is a game after a win.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You talked about questionable calls. I mean, look, you got to say Kemba Walker was not even there.
I thought he got fouled.
I mean, he had 5 points in over 50 minutes.
He's got to play better.
But he got fouled. He got fouled on that play. And the other play, Jason Tatum throws the ball to – what is Nick Nurse doing over there with his feet on the floor? What is he doing? Is that not illegal?
But he wasn't wearing green. I mean, what? Well, so is Jason Tatum colorblind? Let me go to two things real quickly.
Maybe.
Kemba Walker is going to have a 25.9 assist game tomorrow night. He's going to be great.
Okay.
Kemba Walker's going to be great tomorrow. All right, he's an all-star. He had an off game last night. People had off games, but it's what have you done for me after the last off game. And Kyle Lowry is the most underrated player in the NBA the last 10 years. Kyle Lowry, Tony, who was at once known as a guy who was really good in the regular season, not so good in the playoffs. So he won a championship last year because he was
probably the
second best player on that team, a team of really a great ensemble after Kawhi Leonard, all right? And then this postseason, he's been just as great. I expect Kyle Lowry to be great again. I can't wait to see this game. I don't know. I have no idea who's going to win this game. But Tony.
So I have two things I want to say.
Okay.
Two things to this point. Van Vliet and Lowry are really tough.
Yeah.
They're really tiny, and they're really tough. Toronto traded the other guy. They kept Lowry when
DeRozan.
When they got the best player.
Yeah.
They traded DeRozan. Okay, they kept Lowry. Here's the way I look at this. There was something Van Vliet said after the incredible shot in game 3.
Oh, yeah.
And he said they should never have let us back in.
Yeah.
They should never have let us back in. So let's take a break. Coming up,
treat.
Where does last night's loss leave the Nuggets?
And what's the word for the 29 runs scored by Atlanta last night, Tony?
So I'm on the iPad again. I don't know if this is working. I'm looking at you and your color changes every 2 seconds. Sometimes you're green.
Oh, that'd be great. Sociological study if my color changed every 2 seconds.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Time to get Grammatic in the Attic. I love that. And what's the word? Word up, Wilbon. What's first?
After losing to the Clippers again last night, the Nuggets are blank.
They are packing. They're excited. They're leaving the bubble. They're the first game tomorrow. They can get to the airport by 11 o'clock. They scored 85 points, a season low. You can't do that in the playoffs. In the half times between the Clippers and the Mavericks, they each had 85 two or three different times. This thing, I thought Denver would win another game, but I don't think that now. And Michael Porter Jr. saying, I need more touches. Come on.
Really?
Stop.
You're 12 years
stop.
Old. You don't want to
yeah,
go
stop.
Public with, I need more touches.
Stop.
Tony, I'm
going
to go a little bit different direction. The Nuggets are an NBA protocol. And I know you're going to identify with this. Because heartbreak is the name of the game in the NBA until you get to be a certain age and stature and you have to earn stripes slowly. I'm going to go back over history a little bit. Wilt, West, Baylor had their hearts broken before they could break through. Irving,
yep.
Isaiah, Jordan, Stockton and Malone, Ewing, Barkley, Peyton, Shaq and Kobe, LeBron, they all got their hearts crushed, okay, before they came back and got it right. Denver's got a young team. They don't even value possession. They throw it away every time they get up double digits. They'll learn, but not this time. They're going home
you know
to
what?
NBA protocol.
I don't think that Bill Russell got his heart broken.
I didn't mention Russell. Russell,
yeah.
Tim Duncan.
Russell,
Tim Duncan, then no. They didn't.
Next.
And Magic.
Next.
No Magic heartbreak
Next.
Either.
The Braves put 29 runs on the Marlins last night. That's blank.
That's a misprint. That's what I thought this morning when I saw it on the cross. I saw they had 29. First of all, how many teams get 9 like the Marlins did and lose? And lose by 20. Like, the answer is nobody ever. That's the second most runs ever scored. I think the Texas Rangers
30.
At one point, they put 30 on the Orioles. Look, this is a division game. This really surprised me. And the Braves are the home team, so they were only up 8 times. Mike, if they got up in the 9th, they could have gotten 5 more. I got to give you the line of one player. Jordan Yamamoto comes in relief early. 2 2/3, 11 hits. 13 runs, 12 earned, and 4 homers. So Don Mattingly must hate that guy for keeping him in the game. He left the game, Mike, with an overall ERA of 18.26. The 18.26, John Quincy Adams was president in 18.26.
The whole thing is Little League. 29 runs is Little League, and you can't even do it in Little League anymore because they got a 10-run slaughter rule. So unless you score like 20 of those runs in one inning, you're getting out of there. You're going to go get some Gatorade, and your parents are going to love you up a little bit after that. This is Little League, Tony. This is when you say, oh, wait, our one pitcher, Joey, he's on vacation with his parents. They drove to Mount Rushmore, and you got to start the other kid. He gives up 20. This is Little League. You can't take that seriously. What's next?
Last one, Clayton Kershaw called this year's extra inning rule, quote, not real baseball, unquote. You call it blank.
I call it fun. I don't understand why Kershaw feels this way. I think the Dodgers are 5-1 when it goes to extra innings. The manager, Dave Roberts, said, and I'm quoting, since we've had some runs with it, I like it. I like it permanently. I just don't like it for the postseason. And I agree with that because in hockey, in the playoffs, you don't have shootouts. In the postseason, you shouldn't have this. I've seen this twice with the Nats, and Nats are 1-1. I thought I would hate it. I have really liked it. The strategy is important. Do you bunt? If you got a big hitter up there, do you take that bat out of his hands and make him bunt to get that runner from second to third with one out? I like it, Mike. I do, and I like seven-inning doubleheaders as well. I do.
I don't like it. And it's Little League. That's what it is.
You
this
said
is just
that.
Make it up as you
can't
go.
Can't use Little League again.
Whether it's the
can't
seven innings or what.
Breaking the rules.
These are all Little League things. It's like when you gather at the mound, you know, because a kid gets hurt and you're down to seven people. And you say, well, let's just cut this down to six innings and then just get out of here. This is not, the major leagues are nine innings. By the way, some of the reasons for this sound pretty cool. Dave Roberts, I think, has been one of those guys who's sort of a convert. Okay, it sounds good, but ultimately,
like
either you go
so
nine
excited.
Innings like they did with the that the big boys
okay,
did, or you get out of here.
What about the extra inning? Isn't the extra inning in the 10th exciting when they start the guy in second? It's exciting.
It's exciting,
it
but
is.
It's Little League. It's just made
now,
up.
You're cheating.
I'm
you
not cheating.
League twice.
Little League.
That's it. Wilbon's performance was Little League.
Good. I
Let's
liked Little League. I was good in Little League. I was
still
unhittable.
To come. Apparent changes ahead in the career of Bubba Wallace.
Unhittable in Little League. Of course, I don't have a right arm anymore because it's thrown
off.
Oh,
he's changing color again.
Is Serena Williams, are she and Naomi Osaka going to both advance tonight to face each other in the U.S. Open final?
You turn blue and then yellow on the iPad.
That's good. I
so
like that.
So weird.
And we're playing tricks
so
on
weird.
You. Your mind's playing tricks on you.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Happy time, people. Happy 69th birthday, Gary Danielson. Here is where we get ecumenical and praise a football announcer on another network. Danielson has been doing college football on CBS since 2006, working first with Vern Lundquist and now with Brad Nessler, and he is terrific. Wilbon, I know you love him because he's a Big Ten boy.
Yes, sir.
He played quarterback
Purdue,
at Purdue, and
baby.
His son Matt played quarterback at Northwestern.
Yeah.
Gary Danielson played a couple of years in the short-lived World Football League. 1 year as a backup on the Chicago Winds. Do you remember them, Wilbon?
Winds, not even Wind.
He played
wins, plural.
11 seasons in the NFL, 8 with the Lions, 3 with the Browns, 28-31-1 as a starter, got in one playoff game, a loss to the 49ers, where he completed 24-38 passes, but he got picked 5 times. Ouch! Danielson clearly knew what he wanted to do when his football days were over. He was an anchor and reporter on WDIV in Detroit, when he played there, and he hosted a sports talk show in Cleveland when he played there. That's sort of like Joe Theismann, right?
It is. It is. Another Indian, another son of the Midwest in some ways. Danielson really is. He's been good for so long. When I hear Gary Danielson calling a game, I'm happy because I know I'm going to get something out of listening to him.
Agreed. Happy anniversary, Pete Sampras. On this day 30 years ago, Sampras defeated Andre Agassi in the U.S. Open final to win his first major and become at 19 the youngest male player to win our national championship. And look who he beat along the way. He took out the 6th seed, Thomas Muster, in the 4th round. He beat Yvonne Lendl in 5 sets in the quarters, breaking Lendl's amazing streak of 8 straight U.S. Open finals. He beat John McEnroe in the semis, and he beat Agassi in a final.
Damn.
The only person he didn't beat was Bill Tilger. In all, Sampras won 14 majors, which was an open-era record at the time he retired. And 12 of those 14 were the big ones. 7 Wimbledons, 5 U.S. Opens. Sampras reached number one in 1993 and held that position for a total of 286 weeks from 93 to 98. He's the best American tennis player of the last 50 years. On a personal note, my son and I had the honor of playing Bel Air, where Sampras is a member. My son hit a big drive, maybe 290, 300 yards, where it finally came to rest. And the caddy said, quote, "That's out there in Sampras territory."
Yeah, people don't know that Sampras also can swing another weapon, a golf club. Tony, it was after about the sixth or seventh Slam championship when you pronounced Sampras done.
Done.
You said he's done. He's not going to win anymore. He won like half of his great championships after that. Nice job out of you.
I'm an idiot. Happy trails to game two for the Islanders. The Tampa Bay Lightning got a goal from their star Nikita Kucherov with just 8.8 seconds left in regulation last night to beat the Islanders 2-1 and take a 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. Tampa Bay had three point-blank chances in the last 20 seconds or so. The Islanders couldn't clear the puck. This series feels like it's over because the Lightning have beaten the Islanders big 8-2 and small 2-1, and they've been so dominant in the playoffs. You remember last year, Tampa Bay came in as the number one seed. They were blown out of the first round by Columbus. It seems like some lessons were learned. Tampa Bay drew Columbus in their first round, got rid of them in five games. Next were the Boston Bruins, number one team all season. Same result, five games. Now it's 2-0 over the Islanders. We're sort of a Cinderella team after beating Washington and Philadelphia. But Tampa Bay is now 10-2 in the playoffs, Mike. That is domination, Holmes.
Yeah, but part of the reason why they've had domination, Holmes, is Braden Point, who is their best player, I think their leading goal scorer, he's not there, Tony, at least not now. He was injured. We don't know what his status is exactly going forward in the series. So you might not want to start handing out conference trophies just yet.
No, I understand that. By the way, in the West, Vegas and Dallas are 1-1 now. You got a pick over there? You got somebody you like?
No, I don't have a pick over there. Let you pick.
All right, let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Bubba Wallace informed Richard Petty Motorsports he will not be returning next season. Your thoughts?
Well, his contract was up after this season, but it had seemed the way that Richard Petty had sort of stood up for Wallace in that initial moment in NASCAR when there was a big controversy about the Confederate flag. It seemed like that might be a really good marriage in these tumultuous times, Tony. But now it appears to be over, and I know you're not happy about that either.
So I know that people leave for money, but that hug, that was a cultural touchstone in the United States of America.
Yeah,
this makes me sad, Mike, that they're not going to be together.
Yep.
It makes me sad.
I get it, Tony. I get it. Lakers Rockets, game four tonight. You got Houston winning the game tonight, Tony?
I don't. I mean, I like the fact that the Lakers lost one and then won four. I think they can do it again. Do you think they'll win?
I think this is the chance for them to win a game. I'm not betting that way. I think the Lakers are in control now. But if they're going to win a game, tonight would be it for the Rockets, and that changes the complexion of the series.
Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN says Chauncey Billups is a candidate for the Pacers head coaching job. Is that a good fit?
Chauncey Billups would be a good fit there, or probably several other places. Big fan of Chauncey Billups in a whole lot of roles. U.S. Open women's semis tonight. Will Serena and Naomi Osaka make it through, Tony?
I hope so, because I want to see them play. I think that is the final that people are looking
for. They got
tough
matches.
And so I hope it happens.
They got tough semifinal matches.
Last one, college football tonight, UAB at Miami. Who you got?
Tony, I don't know. They're not going to make my man cave, though. I mean, I got basketball. We got women's tennis. You going to watch this? You going to watch college football tonight? I doubt it.
I'm watching pro football. Are you insane?
I'm watching the Kansas City Chiefs.
Out of time. Try to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. That's why college football should be on Saturday.
Saturday. Chiefs.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.